Hello friends, welcome back to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. Today, we're continuing the anatomy of a good fight with Graham Cook, and we've reached the final session of the arc. We'll discover why Jesus came saying, "You have heard it said, but now I say," transitioning us from an old covenant to a new one, and giving us a whole new language from the kingdom domain. We'll learn why Graham decided to be an Englishman second and a kingdom man first. Why the language of Joshua and Caleb won them the promised land the 10 spies talked themselves out of. And why the days you face the darkest opposition are the days you most need to hear God laugh. And we'll land in Graham's magnificent ambition. 50 warriors, one city, and a man too old to mess around. Let's jump in with Graham Cook.
We're learning to see ourselves in Christ in a more dynamic way. And so those truths give you a new language. Jesus came saying, "You have heard it said, but now I say." What was he doing? He came to transition us from an old covenant to a new one, from a visitational relationship to a habitational relationship. He came to teach us about the kingdom and to give us a language from that domain. So every one of us has to learn a foreign language. That means for me, there came a point when I had to make a decision to be an Englishman second and be a man of the kingdom first, because I had to learn a foreign language different than English. I mean, my culture is almost entirely sarcastic. It is. We are the best people on the planet at oppositional humor. We can make fun of anyone and anything at any time, and we have no problems doing it. That's the culture I grew up in. It's not the culture of the kingdom. English can take a negative and turn it into something highly amusing. We don't mind making fun of ourselves. Everybody else does. We are the only country in the world that invents all these sports, teaches the rest of the world how to play them, then they trash us ever since. We're about to get another lesson in the World Cup. We invented football. Not that it matters now, but I'm an Englishman second. I'm a kingdom man first. And I have to learn the language of the country that I belong to. You understand? The kingdom is your country. The kingdom is your territory. And there's a language to learn. He came from heaven saying, "You have heard it said, but now I say." And he taught them a new language. And that new language taught them how to feed 5,000 people with a few fish sandwiches, how to walk on water. He doesn't need to hire a boat. How to walk on water, how to talk to the enemy, how to live, how to pray, how to stand outside a tomb where the guy inside it has been dead and smelling up the place for 3 or 4 days, and how to say to people, "Now just roll that stone away. Yeah, anytime today would be great. Appreciate it." And then just praise and said, "Lord, I thank you that you hear me always." What's that? That's a language. You always hear me. And then he just commands Lazarus to come out. What's that? It's a language. We're learning the language of faith. We're learning the language of trust. We're learning the language of authority. We're learning the language of peace. We're learning the language of love. We're learning the language of laughter. We're learning the language of heaven. And so what we're learning is how to confess what God is saying, how to say the same thing that he is saying. It was the language of the 10 spies that caused most of the men in Israel not to inherit the promised land. It was the language of Joshua and Caleb to be the only two people, men over the age of 20, to inherit Canaan. It was their language that separated them. These guys said, "We can't do it." These guys said, "We can." And that was the difference. Their negativity denied them a place of occupancy. Their confession meant that God said, "Of all the people, those two have to go in because they know the language of overcoming." There's a language to learn here. In everything we're facing, every situation is not a test, it's an example. Every situation is an example of what God wants to be for you. There's a language to learn here. We don't need the language of fear or worry or anxiety or doubt or unbelief. We need the language of faith. We need the language of trust. We need the language of peace. We need the language of love. We need the language of laughter. We need to know, what are you laughing at right now? Because I need to join in with something. And there have been days, you know, particularly when I used to knock around Asia and Africa, when we were up against the demonic right in our face. And there were days out there when you had witch doctors and warlocks and cursing you and all kinds of stuff. And those were the days when you needed the language of joy. I needed to hear God laugh. When you hear God chuckle, something happens in your spirit. When you hear the Lord go, seriously? What are you doing? You think that's going to work? This is me and Graham. You think that's going to work on us? Come on. When you hear that, something takes hold of you. I think that's the joy in warfare. It's not the overcoming. It's what happens. It's the transaction between you and Jesus in that moment, and the language that you share with him, that you learn from him. So Romans 10, 8-10 talks about the language of confession. We confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. And the word of faith is near us. It's right in our mouth. There's a language right there in your mouth already. And that's why, again, coming back, rejoicing, thanksgiving is so critical, because that's part of the language, yeah, that we're learning. Vital for us to acknowledge Jesus in everything. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Acknowledge who he is for you, what he has accomplished on your behalf. Recognize his sovereignty and speak from a place of total confidence in it. I love majesty as a mindset. I'm practicing it deliberately because there are battles out there that I want to get on certain battlefields. I would love to get on a battlefield for a state. I want to win a state. Right now, in the place where I live in Santa Barbara, I am preparing right now. I reckon I need 50 warriors and I can take that city. So I'm looking for them right now. We're engaged as a community in finding out who the key people are in the city, who are the people who can step up into something. And I am looking for those people relentlessly. I'm praying about it every day. I'm looking for them. I'm expecting to meet them. And I reckon I can take Santa Barbara with 50 warriors, 50 game changers. I'll accept a load more, but the minimum that I need is 50. And we can do something profound. I want to take a city. I want to own it in Jesus' name. I'll share it with every believer in the confines of the city, but I want to own it on behalf of Jesus, on behalf of majesty. So I want to break something. I want to open something up. I went there to do something profound, and by God, I'm going to do it. So there you are. So there we are. I don't want to mess around. I'm too old to mess around. I need to do something concrete in this life to prove that I was here. Do you understand what I mean? I've done okay in 40 years of ministry, but forget okay. I want something more than what I've had before. I want territory. I want to occupy a piece of ground. And I feel like I'm practicing on Santa Barbara so that maybe I could take California. Who knows? Who knows?
The kingdom is your country. The kingdom is your territory. And there's a language to learn. How to say the same thing God is saying. May this week be one where we put down the language of fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, and unbelief, and take up the language of faith, trust, peace, love, and laughter. May we remember that every situation is not a test, but an example of what God wants to be for us. And may we lean in close enough to hear God chuckle at whatever the enemy thinks is going to work. If this teaching is reshaping the way you speak over your circumstances, please subscribe and leave a rating. It helps others find these teachings. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the Brilliant Perspectives podcast.